This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Audio courtesy of Guardians TV. More on them coming up in a bit. Celtics lost last night. And I was inundated with tweets overnight. Twitter Actions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And just the latest one, Giorgio, you are the winner because you're the latest one. As Cleveland fans, you have to feel better about Boston's results last night, right? And go, no. Says, as a Cleveland fan, you have to feel better after the Boston result last night, right? I said, no. Just makes feel worse. Does not make me, the Boston losing does not, why does that make me feel better? Because they're down 0-2 too?
I guess.
I got to worry about my own series. I don't worry about their series.
Yeah, I have stopped. Man,
does that make Evan Mobley more healthy?
I was dialed in on Boston this entire season. I basically thought, you know, from very early on, from the moment that we had the first win streak, which of course started game one, into the first month of the year, that I was like, well, the rest of the year, we're going to be keeping tabs on Boston like never before. Like, that's what matters. And when you're down 2-0 and you drop 2 games at home and you've got this rash of injuries, you don't know who's going to be available. You've got guys around the NBA going after like the heart of guys that aren't playing, whether or not they should be playing, whether or not they have what it takes to be on a team that's, you know, contending for a championship. All that stuff is going on right now. And that has pushed the Boston part of this kind of to the background.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that part of me is like, man, if we could just find a way, somehow get guys back, reinforcements, come help this team, just beat the Pacers, a team that everybody thought you were better than to start the series and you win 4 out of 5. Like, you can go to the Eastern, you can go to the finals. You can go to the NBA finals.
Yeah, I won't feel better until they win on Friday. If the Cavs win on Friday, then I'll feel a little bit better.
Oh, I'll feel a lot better if they win that game.
Because then I'm like, okay, can we use this as a blueprint now to beat Indiana in the rest of the series? Like, no, the series isn't over, but it's starting to look bleak. And I'm sorry, if the Cavs were up 2-0 and the Celtics were down 0-2, hey, I'm an excitable boy. I would start making plans. Well, you put a cart before a horse, then we'd end up playing the Knicks possibly in the Eastern Conference Finals. But I know me, and I would be going, okay, June 20th in that category, in that area of the calendar, like, would we parades, plans, can't take any days off, like that type of thing, making sure like everything's all the ducks are in a row for any crazy things to go on downtown. I know me. I would be doing that. But we're down 0-2 in the series just like they are, and nothing about the Celtics losing. I don't like the Celtics, so I'm glad that they lost, but it doesn't make me feel any better about the Cavs situation. So, I wish I could agree with you.
One thing you can say is that it does underscore how improbable, how up in the air these playoffs have been.
So does that make it feel like, oh, we can come back from 0-2?
Well, no. I think what I'm saying is hey, it does show that the NBA is in a different spot. Like, I tweeted last night, and I'm sure I haven't read the responses. I'm sure I'm getting crushed because I took aim at the NFL.
Good.
But I love comparing the sports, and I think we've just had this assumption that because the NFL is the most watched, it's the most popular, it has the most casual fans, it has the most women that watch the big games, you know, more so than any other sport. That kind of breaks through all demographics, no matter what your race is, politics, whatever. Like, yeah. Football is just the thing that people watch. And I'm like, do we ever actually sit back and analyze, is it good football? We do that with the other sports. We don't do that with the NFL.
Oh, a lot of football is bad.
We don't care that there are 60 to 70 quarterbacks used. We don't care that the last month and a half of the season is actually not that good at all. Like,
you're
last
talking
year,
to the football guy, buddy boy, so yeah, I know it.
Last year, I made this point a bunch of times that I thought the product was not good, but nobody cares because people will watch a bad football product. They won't watch a bad baseball or a bad basketball product.
No.
Hockey just has its own group of fans that watch everything no matter what. So I said last night, I think the NBA playoffs so far have been way better than the NFL playoffs. They've been longer.
Oh,
they've been more entertaining.
I bet you did get hammered.
They've had better great games, elite playmaking, all that, the NFL.
Should I go through a Twitter two-minute report of your responses?
Sure.
Okay.
Because I said,
hold on.
Patrick Mahomes won a playoff game, which he threw for 170 yards. That's the same as going 3-for-20 if you're,
who did he do
if
that
you're
against?
Say, Jason Tatum against Houston.
Okay.
He was terrible in that game. They won. He was terrible in the Super Bowl. Nobody cared. Nobody's like, this product sucks. The stars aren't even good. Nobody cares. It's only something that we assign to other sports. But so far, and I will go toe-to-toe if anybody wants to call up, you can't tell me the NFL playoffs have been better. There's so many. If you're going to say that what makes the NFL awesome is how few games there are, is that really something that props up a sport? No, what's awesome about the NBA playoffs, and I will always maintain is awesome every year, is that there's so many games, there are so many great endings, there are buzzer beaters. There are now, because there's parity that the NFL has, and we always said that was what was better about the NFL. Guess what? There's parity in the NBA. It's awesome. It is awesome. You don't know.
I think there's too much.
You don't know. Okay.
There's too much. We talked about this in the podcast.
But that's only something you would criticize the NBA for. You wouldn't criticize the NFL for, right?
Well,
you're admitting there's a double standard.
The NFL doesn't have parity.
Well, see, but that's what people have told me.
That's what everybody thinks they have.
Okay.
They don't.
So people can't even get it straight what they like about the NFL. They just
if you walk down the street and you said who's going to be in the Super Bowl this year, how many out of 10 people would say the Chiefs? Eight people
so
would say
calling,
the Chiefs.
So you're basically calling NFL fans stupid. They don't even know what they like.
No, I think the NFL has. I mean, first off, the NFL has the most general population. When you bring in everybody, you are going to confuse everybody. So when you have everybody, it's always, well, it's a big shadow game. Because we all think because they have it the best way, they have the salary cap, so there is a general belief that if you are able to do things the right way, keep the right people for a long period of time, then you're going to be able to have just as good a shot in Cleveland as they would in New York, as they would in LA. I've said this a million times. But it's all a facade. That's all it is. We have these runs.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Of these great teams, and they go to the Super Bowl all the time during their run. Well, right now, Kansas City, they have Patrick Mahomes. They've been going to the Super Bowl during their run until they'll pass on the baton to somebody else. Maybe Kansas City will stick around. But as of right now, Kansas City's there. Philadelphia may be there, but who knows, because Jalen Hurts is not the quarterback that Patrick Mahomes is. Don't care what anybody says. So we'll see if they're able to do that. But still, Philadelphia has still been a very successful franchise here for the better part of a decade out of the NFC. So I don't think that they are some underdog, some gritty. I know that they had their underdog mask, but they've been a good franchise now for a while. They can say whatever they want. They are one of the haves in the NFL, not one of the have-nots. The NBA has true parity. But because you have true parity, there's no one you can really sink your teeth into and hate. You got to sink your teeth into somebody as a evil empire type of organization that people can turn around and hate and root for anybody who plays them. We had that with Golden State. We do not have that right now. I think the Celtics are getting close because there's history there, but they're down 0-2. Does anybody here? I mean, I think some people are excited that the Celtics are down 0-2. Is anybody here excited to see the Knicks be successful? Does anybody want a Knicks fan who's usually a Yankee fan? Does anybody want them to be successful? No. So I thought, wait a second.
The biggest complaint about the NBA for years is that all the great players collaborated. They got on the same teams. No parity. Only three teams can win it every year.
Yeah, that was just things I told myself to make myself feel better when LeBron left.
I appreciate that you admit it. Okay. But why does the NBA have a moving target on these things, but the NFL doesn't? That's all I'm saying. Like, well, the NFL's, just admit, there's nothing in the NFL. You don't really care about what the sport looks like, about who represents the conferences. You don't really care about any of that stuff. You don't really care if someone's protesting or if politics are brought into
it. That's true.
You'll watch the NFL no matter what. You're just looking for things to say.
Yeah.
But in the end, I love the NFL too. I think it sucked for the last month and a half, and I didn't think the playoffs were good last year.
Usually the first month now sucks because they have more regular season games. They have less practice than they've ever had. So
there's more load management going on in the NFL. You're seeing more and more of that every year.
Yeah, and they want to add another game. So all you're going to do is water down that product. There has been more seismic shifts in the NBA now, though. Like, you've had to change your salary structure, cap structure, to take away some of the player movement. People do not like players, no matter what anybody says on social media, which is just the thing that people go to so they can grandstand. The general population does not like that they are not free to go from job to job to job without retribution, without having to pay some fiddler. And they don't like that NBA players could do that.
But
they did not.
Okay, they say that, but they love NFL. Oh, my God, it's free agency. Oh, my God, who are the Browns going to get? Who are we going to steal from other teams? Who are the guys we're going to get? Meanwhile, the NBA free agency, it blows away. And the offseason of the NBA blows away the NFL every single year. And this year, by the way, we're talking about Boston, the Celtics potentially getting broken up. We're talking about Giannis potentially on the move.
Totally true.
Kevin Durant could be on the move
again.
Totally
true.
And the dominoes that are going to take shape, the NBA will crush again. Again, their offseason will crush the other sports.
I'll tell you what, we have done that because ultimately, we don't have a quarterback. So since we haven't had a quarterback, we freak out over free agency because it's a chance to make the team a little bit better. But if you had a quarterback, even if you didn't, you don't make a big deal about free agency because you have a quarterback. So it's like, okay, you can come with us or you don't come with us. No big deal. Whatever. The main players in the NBA, It doesn't happen anymore because they changed the structure, which should lead to a better following for each one of those teams. They changed the structure. But for the players, if they're staying, that makes it easier for that fan and that city. But for the NFL, the most important players, they stay. They stay. You know, Houston, beyond all the other stuff, you know, if they thought... I know they had just signed Deshaun Watson, but honestly, if you think a player, like if Patrick Mahomes decided to, I'm leaving Kansas City and I'm going to have a year-long hold-in, What do you think Kansas City would do to make Patrick Mahomes happy? What would Cincinnati try to do to make Joe Burrow happy? What would Buffalo do to try to make Josh Allen happy? In the NFL, it's always, hey, man, trade partners beware. Why are they just letting this guy go? You keep the guy. You keep the player. And I think that's comforting to fans. In Major League Baseball, we just, with the exception of Jose, and that's why we're building a statue of the guy, no matter if we win a World Series or not. If you keep the player, it's usually he got hurt. You made a one-time investment. We're making a one-time investment. We still gave him a haircut of $100 million. Or, and this is morbid, the owner's about to die. That's what it is. Mike Ilitch up in Detroit.
So are you saying that you agree or disagree with my larger point, though,
I don't know.
Right now?
You asked me a question. I was answering it.
Yeah,
I don't even remember what your original point was.
My point was I think the NBA playoffs are awesome right now.
Yeah, and, great.
Okay, so we agree.
Yeah. I didn't disagree with you originally.
Good, because I think...
You just asked me a series of questions and I was being put through the paces, that's all.
I just want to make sure when people get on their soapbox about what they hate about the NBA, all these 30 things they hate about the NBA because they've been told by a cable news network or whatever,
okay,
they hate
come
the NBA.
On now, Tone.
That the NBA is pretty damn awesome right now. And if you just don't like basketball, I get it. But I'm a fan of all three sports, always have been. They fluctuated in different times, and for the people that like all the sports, and it's a great sports town because we like all the sports, not just one sport. It sucks that we're down 0-2, but in general, the NBA playoffs have been amazing.
I think we do love all the sports. I think that sometimes we get a little bit in our cocoon a little bit and hear some of the people who, they hate the NBA no matter what, and I think they know that it bothers you and I when they go, 2016 was a legitimate championship. it'll never be what the Browns and Guardians are. Okay. All right. I think they do that because they know it gets under your skin a little bit. But I think in the general population of 90%+ of Cleveland sports fans, they were very, very happy in 2016, and they'll be very happy if the Cavs were to win it this year and come back from 0-2 against the Pacers, and they'd be very happy if the Guardians were to somehow win it because somehow they win baseball games. All these
That's
metrics all people shove in my face say they're like one of the worst teams in baseball, but they are above 500.
I will say, my phone, if it was just somebody analyzing cell phone service in Cleveland the other night, felt like the biggest thing going. It felt like a Browns game, right?
Yes.
That kind of meltdown, it elicited the responses you would get for an NFL football game.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.